Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. I got to thinking the other day what it is I really need to improve the quality and effectiveness of my show, because after all, I want to give everybody out there the best show I possibly can. So what am I missing that could possibly do that? And I suddenly realized I needed something I've never had, but desperately need. A mansion. You see, this epiphany came to me when there was a news article concerning a press conference here in Oregon with the governor at the governor's mansion. And if I only had a mansion, my listeners and viewership would explode. So that's why I'm offering this proposal. If you enjoy my show, if you think my admittedly dark and sardonic humor appeals to you, would you please consider either giving me a mansion or the funds to afford one? Because if you did, I just know with absolute certainty my life would dramatically improve. And as a consequence, those benefits would certainly, as Ronald Reagan once said, trickle down to you. Just consider, I didn't have to live in 1,500 square feet of what the current Oregon governor would consider a tiny shit shack. If I only had a mansion of moderate proportions, say just 6 or 7,000 square feet, sitting on around 8 or 10 acres, I would have room for media press conferences for some of my future incredible episodes. In an actual East Wing for all the business and political well-heeled movers and shakers here in Salem, offering fine wine and cheese so they could deliberate and give me their suggestions for future episodes, where I could empathize with their concerns in future episodes about how to reduce their company and personal taxes while simultaneously strategizing justifications for transferring their tax burdens to the average working people throughout the state of Oregon. So you see, in order to do that, you absolutely need a mansion, because that necessitates plenty of free parking, valets to actually park their cars. You don't want people of this caliber and status the indignity of having to park their own cars, and just being able to do that alone requires quite a bit of space and personnel, not to mention the cost of the fine wines, cheeses, and caviar. So if you take all that into consideration, it really becomes self-evident that I absolutely must have a mansion. But please allow me to continue explaining this a bit further, because after all, if you're going to be paying for all this, I feel it's only fair to give you a reasonably clear justification and explanation. You see, the reason I have this expectation from you, even though it is a bit expensive, are the future benefits you'll receive from the insights of the Ernest Mann Show, being created and broadcast from my new mansion, far exceed the cost of your investment. And if anything I just said isn't enough to convince you, just consider this. Remember what I mentioned previously about all of this taking place in the East Wing? Well, it only stands to reason that I have to have a West Wing as well, which of course would be for an entirely different, yet also incredibly important, purpose. In the podcasting and YouTube world, the old adage of it's not what you know, but who you know, absolutely applies. A West Wing would allow me to invite and entertain a selective group of the industry's bigwig leaders. And by being able to fraternize with them, people such as Dr. Grundy, Matt Walsh, and of course, Joe Rogan, to name only a few, would enable me to implement their strategies for success. because it's only through learning their tried and true strategies, the strategies of men of unquestioned intelligence and integrity, is one able to reach such levels of success, which is something I totally desire to do. And having a mansion with both an east and west wing is the absolutely most effective way I could do that. Now, of course, there are always negative Nancys out there, those who like to quote the old adage that he who pays the piper calls the tune, that because of big money and its corrupting effects, truth and integrity are lost. But don't fall for that. Allow me to give Joe Rogan as a perfect example of how that is patently false. Of course, everyone knows and loves Joe Rogan, and for good reason. He has always been a very personable and relatable guy, hence the reason he became a podcast and YouTube phenomenon through the Joe Rogan Experience. Yet even when he accepted a huge corporate company named Spotify's offer of $2.5 million back in 2020 for his show, he clearly demonstrated his incredible will and integrity by only altering his left-wing and populist stance in his programming to a minor degree, and didn't make a complete 180-degree turn of intellectual honesty and integrity in his show until a second Spotify payment of $2.5 million in 2024. And what does this clearly demonstrate? It demonstrates a man that within 4 years successfully managed to accept $5 million that absolutely in no way changed or shaped his opinions or content. Yep, there was no significant change in his programming whatsoever, proving beyond doubt that huge amounts of money never corrupt anyone. And that is exactly the reason why I'm asking for a mansion. Because if I had people that I could entertain in a West Wing, like Joe Rogan and others of his stature, I totally believe that I could learn from them how to accept incredible amounts of money without it affecting my show or its content in any way whatsoever. Now, I realize that me asking for a mansion on the surface might seem a bit extravagant, but if you take into deep consideration everything I've said so far, I consider my proposal quite humble, and all I can say is let your conscience be your guide. And would you like a nice glass of Italian Pinot with your brie? Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got to say for today.